Yo, what's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Just reminding you that this episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by the good people over at Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Jump over on tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code IDS. What would that get you? I'll tell you what it is. It will get you some of the finest quality headphones man has to offer. That's right. I said it. And with the code IDS, it will get you 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime guarantee. So what does that mean? If you are a clumsy son of a bitch like JW, and you motherfucking get some headphones, and you drop it on the floor out in the rain, and you look and you're like, God damn it, I just bought these brand new headphones, and I dropped them in the rain because I'm just a ignorant half China man, you can package that shit back up, send it back, and they will send you a new pair. TweakedAudio.com. IDS is also brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same day delivery, we're sure to make a long time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And
oh, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air.
Every day for the past 30 years, you high-heeled pit bulls have blamed us for everything. From not being able to get into Harvard to not being able to get into stretch pants.
We've been called pigs.
We've been called scum.
But we're sick and tired of this. Now, we have a list of demands. Man one. You gals want a ladies' night? Try having it in the kitchen cooking for a man. Demand two, don't put on a dress and ask us if it makes you look fat. We hate that. Besides, it's not the dress that makes you look fat. It's the fat that makes you look fat. Demand three, don't ask us to talk or cuddle after sex. Or before sex or during sex. You're lucky we take our pants off.
Demand four, don't ask us to say I love you over the phone. It's hard enough to say it to someone we're paying a dollar a minute to talk to.
Anyway... those are our demands. So, ladies, you've got 30 minutes.
Which, of course, is 2 hours in woman's time.
To address these demands, or we'll go for burgers! It didn't make any sense to women.
Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B.
I like it.
As you can hear by one of our... a prehistoric segment intros. It's just the fellas today, man. You know, there's no estrogen in this building.
Let's do it.
Well, I don't know. JW I don't know. Anyway.
I dropped my headphones in the rain.
Like I said, I'm your man, BB. I got rocking out with me today. I got the doctor.
Hey. Turned up, ready to go.
And I got the half China man himself, J-Dub.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Why you keep saying that, man?
He disrespectful, that's all.
Why you call a half China man?
You don't even look like a half China man?
God, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you have no Asian descent in you?
I do. I'm a mom, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Cool, man. Konnichiwa. Well, all right.
Sometimes I miss Queen already.
Thank you. I miss Queen too.
What's going on, fellas? How was y'all weekend?
Man, mine was pretty good. I ain't do too much, man. I intended on giving Buddy a bath and a haircut, but I never got around to it. So, everything's good, though. Everything's good. I got plenty of rest. The girls went out, my wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law, they went out, and I love when they do that, because me and Buddy, we just had a house to ourselves, man, for about 6-7 hours. Just chilling, man. Whatever you got, man, everything was good.
J-Dub?
I ain't do nothing. I chill. Chilled out, relaxed. You know, Sunday, watch some football.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that a little bit later, mm-hmm. into a little bit more detail since the fellas is here.
We can talk about stuff. Some like good that. College football game Saturday though.
I didn't get to see really any significant college football. This is the first weekend. Oh man, I was railroaded. I was so tired. And, it was one in the DMV area. It was sort of one of those overcast sort of fall days. So,
yeah, exactly.
Man, that just fed into every time I looked out the window, I was like back in the bed.
No, boy, because I was going to go to H Street Festival and I looked outside and I was like, man, I didn't even feel like it.
Couldn't even do it.
So I watched college football all day.
I know that's right. I got a lot of customers on A Street, man. They was ordering extra shit like the Beer Garden, Liberty Tree, DC Harvest, Rock and Roll.
All these people that's not paying the sponsorship. Man.
Yeah.
My weekend was my weekend. I'm gonna say overall, since we're speaking as men here. My weekend was fucking awesome. Yep. I did no cleaning. I did no washing. I slept. I ate. I slept. I drank. I slept. I ate and drank.
That sounds like all my weekends.
Then I shit it. Then I slept and I ate.
I shit a little more.
And then, yeah. And then Sunday, went to the football game, got plastered.
That's always good.
You know what I'm saying? Came home and handled some man business. And which, after sleeping, after that, put me to sleep. Then I got up and I ate and drank a little bit. Then went back to sleep. So yeah, man.
That sounded like a great weekend.
Cheers to being a man.
Yeah, you well rested, ain't you?
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
No doubt. But look, we ain't gonna get too wrapped up into that, man. We gonna jump right in this show.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. Okay. All right.
All right.
Hey, how many of y'all knew that Steve Harvey was trying to get a
What up, nigga?
Hey, I knew it was coming. What's happening? What's happening, bruh? How many of y'all knew that Steve Harvey was trying to get a race team in NASCAR? Okay, now, this guy...
Were you going to let us answer the question?
Well, okay. How many of you knew that?
I'm going to say out of the three of us, none.
You can't speak for me. You don't know what I know. You don't know what I know because I'm up on it.
I know what you didn't know 45 minutes ago.
I'm going to give you this one, though. You're damn right. I ain't know about it either. Anyway, this dude named Terrence Cox. Okay, now, he's the CEO of Diversity Motorsports. Okay, a year ago, Steve Harvey tried to, you know, get a team on NASCAR. And his team was called Steve Harvey Races for Education. Okay. No.
That ain't going to work already.
Okay. There's too much shit going on with the name.
Too much. And it's just.
Okay.
Come on now. You're talking about a bunch of uneducated hillbillies that are your number one fans anyway.
Why don't you just have a simple name and then give the proceeds.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But anyway, that's pretty much what my man, his name is like I said.
He should have did something like S-H-R-F-E.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
S-H-R-F-E Racing or something like that.
Right. And he could have made up anything.
No, Steve Harvey Race for Education.
Yeah, but they might have asked him what.
Yeah, just don't matter.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, my man Terrence Cox, like I said, who is CEO of Diversity Motorsports, said, you know, Steve Harvey came to him a year ago and they batted that shit down because they said that they aren't approving a team associated with Diversity Motorsports, in which my man Cox is the CEO of. Okay, so my man, he's suing NASCAR, okay, for $500 million. Now, I don't know if Steve Harvey. I'm going
to settle out of court for a 40 in a blunt.
You think so, dog? You think so? But I don't know if Steve Harvey has anything to do with his lawsuit or whatever. But he's saying, you know, NASCAR is one of those good old boy, you know, racing things, man. But everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But, you know, there's one race car team who's owned 10% by Brad Daugherty. You know, Brad Daugherty used to play with Michael Jordan. Yeah. Right. But
North Carolina?
Yep, North Carolina. Yep.
Also a commentator on the, I think he's with NBC now.
NBC? Mm-hmm. Cool, yeah. But anyway, my man's suing him too. He's suing all 48 motherfucking drivers that's in the top tier of the Sprint Cup. Wow. Okay, yep. He was like, oh, well, if Brad Daugherty in there, he in there. But I don't know. He's suing these people for $500 million. I don't know how much of that shit he going to get. But, if that's the white boy, the good old boy network, I mean, if they don't want a nigga in it, then they don't want a nigga in it.
Pretty much.
You know, why don't we start our own fucking NASCAR? Call it, you know, not nigga car, but, you know.
Wow.
What?
I would watch nigga car.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would too. Shit.
See, you know, the show would be a little bit different, though. Because your pit crew going to be trying to motherfucking steal rims from the other team and shit.
Steal engines and shit.
You got them driving around with the drink in their hand trying to whip.
Right.
Oh, man.
You're going to have hydraulics all on your shit.
Right. There you go. But hey, shit.
Motherfucking booming system. We're like, dog, we can't boom and shit.
Oh, man. And the girl with little thongs and shit starting to race.
They got that now.
Oh, okay.
They got them hookers, eh?
Yeah.
Got them hillbilly hookers doing that now.
Damn.
And look, when they pull off to the pit stop, they're going to be drinking 40s and shit. Come on, get the tires on, Nick.
The pit crew over there high and drunk. They can't even put the tires on or fill up your car with gas.
No shit. Tell them to pump your own gas.
See, that's the one area that we might be good. Because pit crew, they're going to stick the gas thing in there and pull it right back out there. I'm like, so you only got $2 worth of gas. You can't fill this motherfucker out.
Right. Nigga, we used to ride around with it. Hey, man, speaking of that shit, my light on now. I think I got enough to make it to the gas station because it's downhill from here.
That's what we do.
I know, just enough
gas to get to the next gas station.
There you go. Oh, man, Jesus Christ. Lord, I hope I can make it.
We're going to have curb feelers and shit. For all y'all young people listening. Curb filler is a little wire thing that used to stick out the bottom of the car, let you know when you're getting close to the curb so you don't fuck up your white walls. Not your rims, your white walls.
Damn, boy, you went back in the day on that one. I forgot about that one. Anyway, let me see. Moving on. Story number two. Sean Kingston apparently was at this motherfucking nightclub. Okay.
He's still alive?
Yeah, after the little incident.
Yeah, I thought he was okay.
Yeah.
He ain't made shit since. He made music?
I haven't heard any music.
Knocked the lyrics out of his ass.
But anyway, he was at an LA nightclub. I think it was about maybe 6-7 months ago. Somebody bust him in the back of his head with a motherfucking bottle.
God damn.
Yeah, bust him in the back of the head, man. And he had on a chain that was worth $300,000. It's the word on the street. Now, Game and his crew happened to be in the same club. All right. And a story got out that Sean Kingston, you know, was telling police that Game and his crew had something to do with his chain being snatched and him getting hit over the head with the bottle. All right. So Game, man, you know, he went out on Twitter and everything saying this old bitch ass nigga then told everybody that my boys had something to do with him getting his chain snatched at the club. But it wasn't us, you know. But Sean Kingston jumped out of there and said, look, man, I ain't say nothing about you and your motherfucking boys hit me in the head with a bottle. I don't know what it was. I'm pretty sure it was empty, though. But hit me in the head with a bottle and snatched my $300 chain. Okay? And even Sean Kingston's lawyer said, you know, he had...
How much was the chain?
It was supposed to be worth $300,000.
Okay, because he just said $300 chain.
Okay, my bad. They all on there.
That was just like my man Pinky's suit.
It was $200. That was $200. But anyway, yeah, Sean said his chain was worth $300,000. But he said, I ain't say nothing about, Game and his crew, you know, hitting me over the head with a bottle and taking my chain. And even though Sean Kingston's lawyer said he said nothing about that either. Sean Kingston's whole lawsuit actually happens to be with, you know, the club's alleged negligence, you know. So, you know, Sean ain't going against Game or none of this people. We going against the club for their negligence. And I don't know how the fuck you going to do that. I mean, you know what? Why the fuck would you go in the club with $300 chain? And I haven't heard a Sean Kingston song since, what was that song he had? I don't even remember that much.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. And how can you afford a $300 chain? Well, that could be all he have left, because if I remember correctly, they just snatched a few of his cars and the Lamborghinis and all that shit back in the day.
Damn.
Anyway.
I guess fat black boys doing pop music, faking Jamaican, ain't hot no more.
Okay. But I did hear a soundbite of Sean Kingston going hard on Game. Like, you bitch ass nigga, you going hard on me. Ain't nobody said nothing about you doing this, doing that. And he didn't sound Jamaican at all. When he was going hard, I was like, God damn, you sound real African American, bro. But anyway, I don't know. Lil Wayne, once again, is pissed at Birdman. Now, I didn't know Tiger was signed under Young Money. I didn't know that. Apparently, Birdman let Tiger go. Okay, so he can sign with Good Music, who is Kanye's, you know, Kanye West's label. Okay. Although Lil Wayne owes 49% of Young Money, they didn't ask him for his permission to let Tyga go from Young Money. Birdman said,
when you own 51%,
you can let a motherfucker go.
Niggas will start letting you know things. While you own 49%,
right.
You won't know and you won't be getting paid.
But look, check this out though. If he let Tyga go, the Tyga had to give him some, you know, some cash, say, look.
Kanye probably put up whatever little sign and bonus he needed to get up out of there or something.
Right.
If anything.
Kanye probably got some influence from his baby mom.
Exactly. Sister. That's what it was. Yeah.
Because Tiger popping one of the younger Kardashians.
Right. Yeah, I know that. And on top of that, though.
Kanye, can you please get him. I don't want.
Okay. But does Tyga have any skills really though?
He's been more on the production scene lately.
Okay.
I don't think he's put out anything in a while.
I don't remember any music from him recently.
I think he's been like way behind his. And if he's smart, maybe he ain't been putting out shit because he know he wasn't gonna get paid for fucking around with Birdman and him. So he might have little baby catalog.
Mm-hmm. You know. Maybe Kanye heard a little bit of that shit. Say, okay, we're going to get you out of that. We're going to get you out of that. Okay. Well, that concludes my diagnosis, people. We got a lot of more coming up. A little bit more. Bikito or whatever. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
All right, welcome back. It's your man Big B. RDS. All right, so as we explained to y'all at the beginning of the show, this is a no estrogen show. It's just all the fellas. And since, you know, usually, you know, at this segment right here, you know, we'll start getting into some topics, and we'll start, you know, talking about some relationship woes, and we'll, you know, start trying to, you know, mend some of the ways of the men and the women out there that can't seem to get it straight. But not today, man. Y'all want to hear some of that shit? Tune into the dating show. Y'all get y'all full of that. Right about now, man. We're gonna talk a little football.
Oh, baby.
We're going to talk just a little bit of football. Now,
hey.
Now, as we said, you know, I didn't get to see a lot of college ball this weekend. I got a little glimpse of that Florida State game. Well, I don't even know if I can call it a Florida State game.
It was
the Louisville game.
It was the Lamar Jackson show. That's what that was.
And so that was amazing. No doubt.
Performance.
So, but you know, the big coup de grace of this weekend was played on Sunday afternoon. It was a particularly warm Sunday afternoon.
Indeed.
And, people will debate. You know, Yankees, Red Sox, people would debate, you know, you name it, of what the number one rivalry is out there. But I'm going to tell you the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart is the Cowboys and the Redskins.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
You see,
no
since doubt. We was all knee-high to a grasshopper, one of the first things we learned was it was Cowboys always fought the Redskins. I mean, fought the Indians. You know what I'm saying? So,
indeed.
So here it is. As grown men, we carry this tradition on. Some of us by birthright. Some of us by chosen allegiance.
Which I never understood.
Shots fired.
So listen, y'all. I know y'all hear another voice on this show. I got my man Sid joining us on the line.
Appreciate you having me, brothers. Appreciate you having me.
No doubt. Now, the reason why I brought my man Sid on here,
okay,
is because now y'all will hear me talk mad Cowboy shit But I'm going to tell you, in my 45, hopefully soon to be 46 years of existence, I've only come across one person on the face of this planet that has stood toe-to-toe with me and delivered some of the most vicious Mike Tyson-like blows.
We've had our battles. We definitely had our battles.
I mean, and you know what the thing about it is this. I have a long-standing record. I think it's been, well, I got on Facebook in 08. And I think it started in 2010. I have a long-standing tradition that I lose one cowboy friend a year.
Oh,
and okay. Some of them just disappear, and I'll go and look for them, and I'll be like, damn, nah, we're not friends no more. I inbox them like, yo, what's up? Nah, Slim, you just take shit too far, Slim. You just, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? There's one person that is there.
All right, now.
Whether he is requested, solicited, what have you. There's one person that is always there to bring. And not only does he bring the shots, but he brings shots that force you to go either do some pop culture research. He brings shots to make you break out a thesaurus,
okay,
a dictionary.
All right.
He makes you think.
Cool.
So, man. Without further ado, my man said, "What's going on, fam?"
Hey, what's up, B? Appreciate you having me on the show, man. I appreciate being here.
No doubt.
Especially on a day like today, because I figured the show might be delayed or maybe even canceled with you trying to get yourself together after the loss. I know it had to be a tough one. So, but you're a real one. You're a real one, and you're here to take that L like a real one. I appreciate that, brother. Wow. I appreciate that.
No doubt. You know, like I said, I have my fun, and being the controller of the mic on this end, I give my fair share, more than my fair share. But you know what? This is just to let y'all people know, I could take it like I give it, man. Pause. Yeah.
Pause. Okay.
Uh huh.
Nice one.
I take it. You know, it's a pause. So yeah, man. So I said, I'm gonna give you the floor first, man. Go ahead, let the people know what you know in case someone was woke up on Gilligan's Island and they don't know what happened yesterday, man. If you can give them a brief synopsis.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, B. First of all, I just want to clear up the chosen allegiance shot that you threw, because I know that may have been directed in my way, and just want to let you know. One day we'll have to talk about that history. I don't want to suck all the wind out your show, but we'll talk about that history and the chosen allegiance. But it's a lot of people, I think, that could weigh in on that. That could almost be a topic of itself.
Yes, right.
I mean, you don't go to Baskin Robbins and just choose the same flavor every time, right? They got 31 flavors for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
To choose your own. That's why we got 32 teams.
But I wasn't born in Baskin Robbins.
But I think yesterday really was it was really a good day, because going into the season, I just got the sense of just a little bit of cockiness coming from Redskins Nation. A little bit more than normal. Being as though you guys finished the season, you know, with the East Division title. Kirk was playing well. He got big money. Then y'all turn around and sign O24 out there, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. I think everybody will recognize that. So there was a little bit of cockiness and optimism going into the year. So to literally come into your house and snatch the rug from up under your hopes and dreams and put you under so much pressure to win the following week to prevent from going 0-3 really was like a Sunday. And then the cherry on top of the Sunday for me was to watch Alfred Morris go in and hit the home run, walk into his former home, walk through that defensive line, and slap the home run for the game-winning touchdown. it just really, really made me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. I have to be honest with you.
You know, there was so many levels of disrespect that took place Sunday. You know, like my man said, just eloquently just said about Morris just hitting us with our own medicine.
Oof.
I think the one that was sort of the shadow topic of discussion today was John Wall.
Oh, my God.
Attending the game in a Cowboys jersey.
Yeah, with a Cowboys jersey.
The Emmitt Smith throwback on. I saw the pictures.
Hey, that to me, that was some fuck shit. I'm not going
to
lie.
I mean,
you're a Cowboys fan. I get it. He's from Carolina. I get it. But if I'm not mistaken, I saw some shots later on social media with him with a Redskins jersey.
Well, see, they bought him. They made him a specialized shirt, you know, because he's like DC's most famous athlete, I guess you want to say, right? So
yeah.
So I guess it's only right if they give you a shirt, you got to wear it, right?
I get that. It just somehow that just didn't sit right with me. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he's part of the Blue Star Nation, but that definitely added insult to injury.
It did. And that's the part for me that it continues to fuel my fire. You know what I'm saying? Because unless the owner gave me a ticket, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
And you got to figure he got a field pass from Redskins brass. He was on the field.
Right.
Dang.
So it's either he got it from someone on the Cowboys, or he got it from someone on the Skins. If you got it from someone on the Skins, that's major disrespect.
No, but
I don't know. Again, it's like a battle for me was which one was more disrespectful, what he actually did or the fact that, like you said, he changed his jersey. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I don't care who I play for or what I do professionally, I'm not switching.
Now,
let me take that back. There is one thing. As a civilian, if I all of a sudden get a job as a rep for Dallas Cowboys, well then, yeah, I mean, I understand. I'm gonna have to wear that. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
I mean,
Would it have been disrespectful for John Wall to say I'm not gonna put that Redskins jersey that y'all gave me on?
No, I would have accepted it gracefully. I'd maybe throw it in over my shoulder.
Right.
Or something. I'm not rocking it.
Yeah.
Right.
So they gave him the jersey yesterday? Or was this a separate time?
This was, from my understanding, the Redskins situation happened a while ago. But what happened was, I think Redskins media was a little embarrassed because the picture was leaked, but just out there with him with the Cowboys jersey on. So they put out the picture with him with the Redskins jersey on, in a way to kind of discredit John Wall. That's why that was put out there.
Right.
I think that, because that picture wasn't out there until obviously after the game, I feel like that picture may not have gotten out with him with that Cowboys jersey on had the Cowboys lost that game. I think that was just another way. It's a lot of people that don't like Dan Snyder, don't like the Redskins organization, and will take every chance they get to embarrass them when they get a shot. Just like this whole thing with, you know, players coming out about Kirk Cousins. I think there's a lot of undercurrent against Dan Snyder, in my opinion. I could be totally wrong. I'm speculating. But I see a lot of little stuff that goes on, and I'm like, I really question it.
No doubt. And it's like, if I remember correctly, it was early second quarter. It was right after y'all got your first touchdown was when Bleacher Report hit. I got the ping on Bleacher Report that you know, John Wall was spotted, you know, what have you.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I think I saw it around before the game started. You know how they post it. If you got Bleacher Report and you click your team, they show you the stream of the Instagram pictures and stuff like that. And I saw a regular John Wall photo. Then they had another one with him posing. You know, it was a couple different pictures.
Right, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's another way he could have handled that. It's okay to have your – I mean, like, LeBron is a Cowboys fan. You throw your Cowboys hat on or maybe a T-shirt. The jersey was a little hard for me, just for me, you know, at home. Even though I'm, you know, I'm no Redskins fan in no way, shape, or form, but just from a man perspective, I think that was a little – I think if he had to do it over again, because he's probably going to caught some flack for that. He probably would do it differently.
Right. No, especially for him to be so – voiceless about, you know, DMV fans cheering for what's the name when he come here?
Yeah, good point.
You know, he definitely should have known better, but that's cool. You know, that happens. It's, you know, it's the gift and the curse about living in the nation's capital. You know, it's a melting pot of cultures and locations, and you know, I'm gonna tell you, man, some of the coolest people that I've ever met were Cowboy and Eagles fans.
Yeah,
from Texas and Philly.
Yeah.
Wow! Shots fired again.
He won't stop.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Just throwing them out.
I'm just saying. I mean, being that I lived in Texas for a year, which is, you know, a greater achievement than 90% of DMV Cowboy fans.
Present company included. Greater achievement than me, you know.
I heard there's a lot of Redskins fans in Texas.
There are some. And you know, and not being a hypocrite, I feel the same about them. If you born and raised in Texas and you just a Skins fan because you want to go against what your mama and daddy was doing and all that, whatever, you just as whack as everybody else. You know, I will slide you some bread and water, you know, behind Master back to keep you hydrated and alive.
Right.
But you know, trust me, when you know. Mm-hmm. When they do bad check, I'm snitching.
Oh man.
So. I got to tell you, man, being in enemy territory is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time.
I mean, you can say that because y'all got the upper hand.
Right.
Technically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, if there wasn't so many turncoats in this area, and we made this, you know, a living hell. Mm. You see, now I'm gonna tell you the difference, at least from what I've seen. And I haven't had the opportunity to visit Jerry's World or what have you. But I do go yearly to Philly to see the Philly Skins game. Now, you know, there's the big myth about Philly fans just being ruthless and blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna tell you what. I liken Philly fans to like a dog, okay? That dog's gonna growl. It's gonna show its teeth. You know, when you turn your back, it may even take a swipe at you. But if you turn around and smack the shit out that dog's nose, it's gonna tuck its tail. It might even drop a little bit of pee. You know, and it's gonna yelp. That's Philly fan. Cause I'm gonna tell you, every game, they come up, they get so drunk and riled up, and I'm head to toe burgundy and gold when I go up there. And they are in my face, yeah, blah, blah. And when that L, when that L is hoisted on their shoulders, they are just as timid, and they are just, man, they start, I'm going to tell you, I've never seen a group of fans start talking about baseball.
Wow.
As I have Philly fans.
Wow.
Real quick.
They should be used to losing by now, shouldn't they?
Thank you. And every time, even if we go up there and lose and people want to come and get all in my face, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm a guest to your stadium. The most hospitable thing you can do is show me around. Let's start with your trophy room.
Exactly. You can always go there.
Right.
It's that the, kills them.
It's the end all be all.
It's an echo, huh?
Wow.
And they start, man, they start looking at their girlfriend, oh, and wow. They start like, baby, what should I say? What should I do?
Well, if you remember Philly Old Football Stadium, that was like the only stadium that had a courtroom in it, right?
The new one has one, too.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
The jailhouse.
Yeah, they have a running announcement that you will be tried on premises. There ain't no.
So they got a judge on site at during football games.
I mean, I guess they have some semblance of some sort of court system.
It's crazy.
You know, so, yeah, it, you know, you ain't going to get away.
Damn, oh, man.
You going to handle you. And, I, you know, the vet, I'm going to tell you, I, you know, I, like I said, I went, I visited the vet a couple times. Nice place, man. I mean, it was a fun place.
Right.
But you know, all in all, though, I'm going to tell you, I got to, let me say this, I visited a few stadiums. I haven't had a chance to get to Dallas yet. I haven't had a chance.
I can't believe it, man. I got to get you down there, brother.
You know what? It's not that I don't want to go. I swear, every year of that game, if it's not near a holiday or something, because, you know, most people that know me know I backload my vacation starting somewhere around my birthday, October, what have you. So I'm either out the country or I got so many other things on the books I can't afford to go.
You sure you're something. Not
dead? Oh, not at all. Are you kidding me?
No, I know you're not. I'm just checking, making sure.
No. Like I said, I live there, so I know how them folks go.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember. You know, when I had residence there, I had an address and zip code and everything. Matter of fact, I even had my alcohol card. See, a lot of these DMV Texans don't understand that you actually have to buy a card to, you know, purchase and consume liquor. So,
wow.
Yeah. See, they don't know that. They jump on the first thing smoking. I don't care if it's a camel with a cigarette in his mouth. They jump on the first thing smoking, headed towards, you know, the Midwest, and just think, you know, they can just party up and carry on and come on back home, and you know, that's the equivalent to their Mecca. You know what I'm saying?
I will say that, and it will make your heart feel good that the Skins Nation is well represented. I've been to many Cowboys Skins games down there, and I won't be going this year because I'm going to Jamaica, but I'll be going to the Ravens game. But Skins Nation is well represented every year. They come pretty deep. And we have a good time.
Dude, you gotta rock out with me and go hit that Philly game too, Slim.
Yeah.
You got Slim.
I've never been to that stadium.
It's hilarious. You will have. I mean, it's comedy night. Win, lose, or draw. Even if they win, it is hilarious to watch their fans. And I give it to you, like I was saying earlier, Philly fans, like in terms of game day experience, are some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are on point, you know, but it's just until that alcohol start kicking in.
Right.
That's when stuff starts getting awry. And then, you know, the slack jaw yokels start to talk and want to talk football and all that.
Now, how was the game time experience yesterday? Did you go to the game yesterday?
I did.
Yeah.
Other than the end,
I know how the movie ended for you.
He said the movie.
When you still thought you actually had a chance to get a victory, how were things? Because I heard a lot of cheering when we were doing well, and I was like, wow, that is amazing. It sounds like we kind of own that stadium because I think this is like our fourth or fifth straight win at FedEx. So you probably don't even remember what it feels like to actually get a victory against the Cowboys in FedEx, do you?
In FedEx, I honestly, you know, I don't really hold those stats near and dear to me. You know, I kind of take it year by year. And, you know, we split the last couple years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must say you are correct. It does get a little bit confusing. Like if you, you know, especially with cell phone society, if you take your attention away from the game and you hear a cheer, you look up with glee and you're like, oh, they got a first down. Fuck. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but you know what? I once again, I credit that to my weak ass DMV compadres. You see, because it's just like everything else in this area, DMV people are copycat nation. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't New Balance, if it ain't, well, I mean, what everybody copying? Oh, the Charger and the Challenger right now. Everybody got to get one of them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Wranglers. Everybody got to get some Salviato. Everybody, I mean, it's like, you know, God forbid you step out of line of whatever is trending. You see what I'm saying? And see, when I look around at Brokeback Nation, I see, like, you know, a vast majority of them, you know, although they cheer so hard, and a lot of them are falsely led by, you know, drunken, drug-induced parents, you know.
Damn.
Or, you know, they did what was cool at the time. But it's like, especially, oh, I love talking to them 20-something-year-olds, just to let them know that you were still swimming around your daddy balls last time y'all did anything noteworthy.
Right.
You know? And so.
It's been a while. It has been a while. Yes,
you know.
So has.
And see, and my other theory for why Brokeback Nation is so strong in the DMV is because everyone, if they know nothing else about DC, is we were late on the bus to adopt wearing clothes with colors. So everything we wore were jeans and gray New Balance. And it was such an easy match that people just said, you know, I'm just going to go with these. Not even knowing that the real cowboy colors is blue and white. Half of y'all think it's blue and gray or blue and silver. But your traditional team colors, blue and white. A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. Nor do they know that their downtrodden, made of glass quarterback is of Mexican descent. Mr. Romero.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I'll tell you this, and like I said, I look forward to us actually having a discussion about the history of Cowboys fandom in the DMV, because it gets pretty deep. But the fact of the matter is, it's a week-to-week league. We got one up on your ass. You got to wait and tuck it in till Turkey Day before you can even get another shot. So I'm going to just ride it out and enjoy it. And then just to watch the team kind of somewhat implode off of two losses really, really brings me joy. So I'm going to just sit back and enjoy it and let you try to come up with all the reasons and excuses and attack good-hearted, loving fans.
Just remember, we were the NFC East champions last year now.
That's true. That's true.
So until y'all can do that, I mean, to top that, I mean, you know, just enjoy your little win and keep on moving.
Hey, Seth, quick question. Did you get to collect any bread today?
No, I did not.
He did get a bottle of bubbly.
I did get a bottle of bubbly, though.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah, I did get a bottle of bubbly. I didn't have too many fans that wanted to bet me, but I tell you, I was really shocked. I mean, because that NFC East reminded me of that NFC East is really has been the go-to all summer. And that's what I alluded to earlier, where I really think the Redskin Nation was a little cocky, even down to the team. I think they were a little cocky, and it's good to get them to see them get, you know, slapped back into place and realize that you, in all likelihood, back in the basement where you belong.
Wow.
Back in the basement where you belong. It's real familiar down there.
Wow. You just can't give it to us that we were the NFC East champions last year.
That's all right. You know,
it's good, though.
I gave it to them last year was last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year is this year. You know what I'm saying? Things are starting to look, you know, very similar. You know, we got out the gates a little slow last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think it was around this time Mr. Romero was on the injured list.
Yep,
it was around this time.
Yeah, it was around this time.
Wait a minute. I will not stand this talk of Mexican heritage. We play soccer. We do not do this football.
Ay, una mujer. Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, you know, with history being what it is, man, you know, we got out the games. We got out the gate a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, hopefully we'll start to pick up the pace next week.
A lot of pressure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need them to get on pace next week because I need them to collect that win, these next two wins especially. I got to get those in.
We're going to get them
in. You know, before I jump on this plane and get to London and see the win.
The Bengals,
you
right?
You know, against the Bengals, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you going to that one?
I'm going to that one.
Awesome.
Got to go. So, and of course, again, because we play on holidays, why I can't do Texas this year.
Yeah, that's all right.
But
I mean, and the thing is, I got so much stuff in place to do a Texas game. I got peeps up there from when I used to live there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I got peeps up there that are, you know, let me crash out and.
That's because you're a former resident of the state of Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's but I was born Washington D.C. Providence Hospital.
Providence?
Yeah, absolutely. Heart of the city.
Had two hand surgeries in Providence.
There you go.
Okay.
I stopped jacking off so much.
Uh-huh. Hands.
So, yeah. I was actually in a small town called Denison.
What part of Texas is that?
That is, I guess I would consider that northern Texas. We're about 20 minutes or so off the Oklahoma border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little time, about 45 minutes outside of Dallas.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know. Okay. All right, so you're right there. Yeah.
So, you know, it was cool, you know, being able on the weekends, you know, to jump over and go hang out in Dallas, you know, a little bit and kind of take in the scenery and, you know, see what's going on and all that good stuff.
See how the winners do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get to check out that trophy room?
Did I get to say? I have, like I said, I haven't been to the stadium. No, I haven't.
Talking about the old one.
No, I haven't been either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're five deep up in there, just so you know.
Yeah. I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all five deep. No pause.
In case you were counting.
No doubt. Yeah. Congratulations. You know, that's all right. You know, like I said, you know, even a broken clock right twice a day.
Oh man!
So you know we'll hopefully get that turned around, but we got to get out this segment. Is there any parting words you'd like to say?
Hey man, all I like to say again, fellas, I appreciate y'all inviting me in. I know it's tough. Just keep it tucked, man. Just keep it tucked to Turkey Day. That's going to be our phrase. Tuck it in till Turkey Day, turkeys.
Tuck it.
And we'll see you when we see you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All I can say is facts.
Let it be known, we gave y'all this game with that interception. Other than that, we would have had this game.
I think it was.
We appreciate
so,
that.
There you go. You didn't earn it. We gave it to you.
Every time.
Yeah, and there you go. W is a W.
If you see fit to give us another one, we'll take that one as well.
I know that's right.
You know,
and if we sweep y'all, the shit talking until next season is gonna be brutal. So you might want to tighten up.
Until you win a division championship, you can't say anything. How about that?
Well, someone that was on a thread with with Mrs. Sayre yesterday, made mention about something that I wouldn't do today. And I think his name is Rude Boy M, something like that. Rude Boy M, baby boy, you should know me better than to tell me what I cannot or will not do. So with that, I'm going to close out this segment with the Dallas Cowboy rally cry. I think it's what's y'all rally cry said? We them what?
We them boys.
You know that.
Is that
you
what it is?
The rally cry is. Go ahead and rock.
All right, strike up the band. My man said, "Yeah, that was my I had to send that out to y'all because I haven't heard nothing from our last encounter.
Yeah,
all summer was quiet. The whole end of last season was quiet. Everything was quiet, but then, you know, I get buffoonery like Michael Gray. I don't think I spoke with Michael Gray since we worked together." You know, but he wants to send me messages. I get people like Rude Boy M that wants to be a turncoat and turn against me and tell me what I'm not going. Let me tell you something. Mr. Say, I hope that you can join us shortly after Turkey Day so we can get up and rap again.
Anytime, brother.
And you know what? You kind of inspired me to put another little segment or show together. And we can talk in depth about this this what goes into making a DMV cowboy.
Yeah.
It could be sort of like a therapy session.
I like to hear that one myself.
Appreciate you for joining us. We're gonna take a quick break. I am your man Big B for J Dub and the Doc. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. In classic man fashion, man, we ain't gonna hold you too long. You know us, just like in the shopping center. And when we go to the store, we go in, we buy what we want, we get out.
There you go.
We don't do all that walking around, trying shit on, and I'm gonna see what I'm gonna get for the next time I come. And we get what we want.
Put shit back when you get up to the cash.
You know what you went there for. You go and get what you went there for.
Exactly.
That's how we do it.
You know what I'm saying? Men, I think we are the only species on the planet that has figured out that the grocery store is going to keep the bread separated from the milk and the cheese and the eggs. Because most people go into the store for those four items. So they put them on separate ends of the store so you can travel through the store
and buy the rest
and pick up shit that you don't need
to
get from one to the other. I understand the estrogen people. Y'all haven't figured that out yet. We have. But anyway, man, we got to get out of here. But before we get out of here, classic IDS fashion.
Oh, man.
Doctor.
You got to go to me first. All right. Two fingers to, let me see. The fall season that's coming in. I mean, you know, we had a little rain earlier this morning, but it was pretty good. But actually, the rain that we had was pretty much a little drizzle, which helped me out because I was sweating in between, you know, a couple stops. But, you know, it all worked out. Two fingers. Let me see. One finger to what? Oh, one finger to the fucking bomb threat that happened down there by Donald Trump's. Hotel this morning around fucking 9 o'clock, and they had 7th Street all the way to 11th Street, blocked off. I was trying to get to my next
one. We're
going to two-finger that one.
Damn.
Two-finger?
Absolutely.
Why?
Anything against Trump right now is two fingers.
Hey, but man, I couldn't get to my fucking stop.
Learn how to plow through people.
Okay. All right. There you go.
J-Dub.
So, can I give two fingers to the visiting Dallas Cowboy?
Boy, two fingers to whoever you like.
And did their thing. I'm proud of them. They worked hard. Hopefully it's going to be playoffs this year. But, you know, you never know. Any given season, right? We got the glass quarterback, as they say. Maybe he might come back as RoboCop. Who knows? You can only hope, right?
You don't like your black quarterback, man?
I love the black quarterback. But you know he ain't going to keep the job this year.
All right.
All right.
So, Dot, if I remember the last show... Mm-hmm. I didn't have a one finger, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I'm gonna use that extra finger this year.
Okay.
So I want to give three fingers to Dallas Cowboy Nation.
Okay.
Right. Three fingers.
Damn.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Ah.
For y'all pussies. I want to give one finger. I want to give one finger. You know what? I want to give one finger. I want to give one finger to my clients that think that the world revolves around you and we're all on your time.
Okay.
Because...
I didn't know we could do that.
Your, I ain't saying no names.
Right.
Let me give you that.
I got something like that too.
And then lastly, I just like to say, man, I like to give two fingers to a wonderful weekend. It really was a great weekend for me this weekend. So.
That's always good.
No thanks to the Skins. Thanks to Mr. Lee. Great weekend.
But you know what, though, man? I'm going to say to my Skins, although we lost, man, you know, it wasn't like we got blown out. And it wasn't like, you know, Dallas really earned that win. It was like, you know, okay.
5 years from now, when you look back in the record book.
Every time we make a mistake, people, I know, I understand. But you know what, though? The way I look at it is, you know, it wasn't like they came down the field, they ran on
us. I'd rather them do that.
I do, too.
Yeah,
and then that way I can say they respectfully earned the fucking... But okay, like it's you hard. Said, W is a W.
It's hard to go back knowing that you left points on the board.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's rough, but.
Exactly. It's a tough pill to swallow. Man, look, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
The game is getting ready to come on.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears versus the Eagles. I was inspired to do a little something, and I'm going to work on that this week and hopefully have it ready for you for next week.
All right.
And just to bring a little bit of fairness to the game, I'd like to thank my man, Cedric, for coming in and speaking with us. I'd like to thank my man, J-Dub, for coming in, rocking with us, man. J-Dub has some shit on his plate for this evening. And he was kind enough to put that aside and make sure that he came in and rocked out with us.
Appreciate you for having me.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Nice to be here. It's always good being here.
All right.
And as always, my man has been rocking out since day one. The Doctor.
Godwoke.
I am your man, Big B. It is a pleasure to be your man, Big D. Absolute pleasure to be going 6 years strong in the podcast game. Sharing with you and your families and your kids that probably don't even know what we're talking about in the car as you drive home from work or to work or what have you. Either way, we love you for what you do. We hope you keep it up. And always, in closing, we'd like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want